Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Share. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will, be'ez Hashem, be joining the share. Parshas Nosai Tov Shin Pei Vov. We're going to learn two pieces for Amer Simcha this week. Neither of them are in the Meshech Chachma. Took the liberty of making that executive decision. The first piece we're going to learn is actually found in Chidush Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, Chelek Beis Simenun Vav, where there he brings from the Sefer Chazoinesh, from Hagoyin Reb Chaim Zev Charash, three shtiklach the Reb Meir Simcha said in the name of his father, Reb Shimshon Kleinemis HaKoyin. One of them we once learned in Parshas Mishpatim, another one is on a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, and the third one is in Parshas Nasai. Rav Dom actually does bring, he brings the shtiklach, the one in Mishpatim he brings, and the one here as well he brings on this Pasuk, Perek Vav, Pasuk of Zayin. After the Berchas Kohanim, v'samuah shemia b'nei Yisrael, and put my name on b'nei Yisrael, Rashi says, it means, b'mevorech them with shem ha-mefarish, shmi, shem ha-mefarish, v'ani avorechem, I will agree, says Rashi, and I will bless Klal Yisrael, or in the second shot, I will bless the Kohanim. So Zakter Meir Simcha, b'shem, his father. At the end he says, Dover ze amili rabbeinu ha-goyinu amiti, rabban shokob ne-agaylor ha-meir simcha shlita, abbez ne-dvinsk, b'shem aviv harav ha-goyin shimshin kloinimis zatzal. Bira advarim came. B'virchas kanim ikka chameshes rei tevis. In Birchas kanim, there are 15 words. There are three psukim, and there are 15 words. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Yudam and Beis, the Gemara is talking about Iber Shana making it Iber Yar. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you start the process with three dayanim, then you're noisiv and noisiv, and you go back and forth and handle it with five dayanim. V'gaimrim b'zayin. So the Gemara says, Hani shloisha chamisha v'shiva k'neged mi. What do these three, five, and seven dayanim correspond to? So Gemara brings machlokes, and one man d'omar says, k'neged birchos kayanim. The first pasuk has three words, the second pasuk has five words, and the third pasuk has seven words. So 3 and 5 is 8, and 7, so 15. There are 15 words total in Birchas Kohanim. So said Reb Shimshon Kleinemis, Ushloisha pamim Hashem, and of those 15 words, there's three times the Shem Hashem. Yivarech Hashem in the first pasuk, Yisro Hashem in the second pasuk, Yor Hashem in the second pasuk, and Yisro Hashem in the third pasuk. So, if we have 15 words, and we take out three words, the Shem Hashem, so now we're left with 12. Ushloisha pamim Hashem yesh bevirchas kanim. Dal hani gimol Hashem. Subtract the three times it says Hashem. Pashalu shnei masar tevis. So he left with 12 words. Vehem keneged shnei masar shifti Yisrael. So says Reb Shimshon Kleinemis that these 12 words correspond to the 12 shvatim of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, says the pasuk, v'zeo amrei, and that's what the pasuk means. V'samu eshemi. Take my name. What's my name? My three names, Hashloisha Shemas Havaya, the three Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and put them al b'nei Yisrael, hainu al shnei osur tevois shegeneged ashvatim, put them on the 12 words that correspond to the shvatim, v'ani avarechem, and that is how I will bless them. So what he means to say, L'chaira, is that Rashi says, V'samu'a shemi, yivorchu m'shem ha-mefayrash, b'mevorach them with the shem ha-mefayrash. And that, Reb Shimshon Kleinemis is saying a very cute vart. There are 12 words in the Birchas Kohanim without the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those 12 words correspond to the Shvatim. And then we take the shemi, the three shemas ha-mefayrash, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has in these psukim, and use those to be Mevarech Klal Yisrael with the other 12 words, and that's how we get the 15 words. V'samu Shemi Abnei Yisrael, take those three Shemas Havayoi, put them on top of, so to speak, add them to the 12 Shvatim, 12 words connected to the Shvatim, V'ani Avarechem, and that is how I will be Mevarech Klal Yisrael. So this is a cute vart that Reb Shimshon Kleinemis HaKayin would say, and this Reb Meir Simcha brings from his father. That's shtickle number one for Reb Meir Simcha. Shtickle number two for Reb Meir Simcha. Shtickle number two. If you're aware, Rav Olshin, Rav Yechem Olshin, the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, Zayin Gezutin Shtark, put out a sefer on Chumash called Meged Yerochim. It's the first chelik of Bamidbar. Now, if you don't have it yet, you might want to be in a rush to get it, because it is over 600 pages, but it's only on the first three parashas, Bereishis, Bamidbar, Nasa, and Bahalaiska. So if you thought that you needed a lot of bookshelf space for his Svarim Baruch Hashem on Yomim Tovim, just get ready for this set on Chumash. So this is only Chelek Aleph, Bamidbar Aleph, and three Parshias, Bamidbar Nasai, and Baal Oischa. So in this Sefer, he says a Meir Dikavart, based on a piece from a Meir Simcha. And that is at the end of the Parshia of the Parsha of the Nesim. And the Parsha says, Vayeh Masheini, on the second day, Hikriv Nisano Ben Tzuar, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches, Nisi Yisachar, Hikriv Es Karbonai, etc. Says the Medrash, Vayeh Masheini, it was Nisano Ben Tzuar, Bon Nasi Yisachar v'hikriv al Shem Atayra. The Nasi of Yisachar brought his karbonos al Shem Atayra. Why? L'fi Shem Avu es Atayra Yoyser mikol haShvatim. Because they love the Torah more than all the Shvatim. Shenemar, how do we know that they love the Torah? Says the Medrash, Apostle in Divrei Hayomim. Ubimnei Yisachar, and from the children of Yisachar, Yoydei Vino Le'itim. They knew Bina, they knew understanding Le'itim. What's Le'itim? So the Medrash says Ma Le'itim. So Rav Tanchuma says it means Lekrasim, which they translate as Lefrakim, which he brings here from the Etziyotzev B'Shem the Nezer HaKodesh, that they knew Beruach HaKodesh Gzeres Shamayim. They knew the Gzeres of HaKodesh Baruch Hu at different times of Esara and Peronius, and they would daven. Rabbi Yossi says, Le'iburim for Ibur Shana, that's Itim is for times. The Pasuk continues, what else did they know? Ledas, Mayasi, Israel, what day to make the Amim Tovim. Roshei Masayim, the heads of them were 200 Roshei Sanhedrias, that Shevet Yisachar would be Maimed. V'chol Acheyam Alpiyam, everyone agreed to the halacha that they said. Like it says, Vayet Shichma Lisbal, they put their shoulder down to be Soivel, the Oel HaTorah. Like Rashi brings over there in Parshas Vayechi, that Kol Mishaya Toya Bahaloch, anyone who had made a mistake in Halacha, they would ask Shevet Yisachar, and they would explain it to them. Kevin Shirah Kadosh Baruch Hu Shikriv Al Sidri HaTorah, Hischem Shabech Es Karbono Izeh Karbon Esana Ben Zuhar. That's the Medrash by each of the Nesiim explaining what their Kavana was. So says Rabbi Yeruchim, Zazayin Gezuntin Shtark, that the Nasi of Yisachar, the Medrash is saying, was Hikriv al Shem HaTorah. Why? Because he loved Torah more than Kol HaShvatim. And where's the source? From that Pasuk, Bibnei Yisachar, Yoydei Bina Le'itim, etc. How do we see in that Pasuk that they loved Torah more than all the Shvatim? We see they knew Torah. We see they were Gedolim in Torah. But where do you see that they had an Avas HaTorah more than all the Shvatim? B'tzarechit. So he says as follows. He says, I wanted to explain to you Al Pi Yisoid that I heard from Rav Lev Bach Zichron Lebracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Detroit. Now he says, this is Maimer Mem Ches. He says, I mentioned it in Maimer Tes already. And he brings this Maisa from a Meir Simcha, from Rav Lev Bach said, B'Shem Rav Meir Simcha. Now in the Sefer Ha'ar Sameach from Rav Asher Bergman, he brings this as well from Rav Lev Bach on page Reishon Nun Ches, Reishon Nun Tes. And the details are a bit different than the way the idea is the same, but Rav Yeruchim has a lot more details here. He said he heard it from Leib himself. A lot more details here. Nothing that makes such a big difference, but in stories like this, I like to always get the details correct. But this is the story that Rav Leib Bax would say over. Rav Leib Bax, now this Rav Yeruchim doesn't bring this piece of who exactly he was. He says he just had a relative. But here they bring, it was Rabbi Cheskel Chaifetz, who was an uncle of Rav Leib Bax, maybe a great uncle, I don't know exactly, and he was also a son-in-law of Reb Chananya HaKoyen, Reb Meir Simcha's grandfather. Reb Meir Simcha was Ben Reb Shimshon Kleinimus, like we just mentioned, Ben Reb Chananya. So Reb Chananya had a son-in-law, Reb Chezkel Chayvitz, so it was Reb Meir Simcha's father's sister's husband, Reb Chezkel Chayvitz. He wrote a sefer called Melechas Charish. And he brings a lot from Reb Meir Simcha in that sefer, they say here, and he also calls him Ben Gisi, my nephew, my brother-in-law's son. So he would go and travel to Dvinsk twice a year to learn with Reb Meir Simcha. So he was going to learn with his nephew, this Reb Chezkel Chayvitz. And like he says here, that Reb Meir Simcha, the Bachrim would go to Dvinsk. Dvinsk is far out. And Bachrim would go there for weeks at a time to learn with Reb Meir Simcha. So he says that one time, after he was learning with Reb Meir Simcha, he went to for Sukkis to the Bakst family home in the city of Dalutitz, I don't know how you pronounce it, even Dalit Aleph Lamed Vav Tes Yud Tzadi, which is near Navardik. They write Asmuchel in Navardik Levilna. Navardik and Vilna are not really near each other. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but okay. So, and that Sukkis, this Rabbi Chezkel Chayvitz said the following Maisa that happened when he was by Reb Meir Simcha a little bit earlier than that. He said they were learning together, and they came to a very, very Shvera Taisvis. And they spent a long time trying to get to the bottom of what Taisvis means. And they couldn't figure it out. So Reb Meir Simcha finally turned to his Reb Chezkel Chayvitz, who's his uncle, and he says, let's stop for a moment, and let us daven shenizke la'avas ha'teira. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Yeruchim, when he brings it, he says, Reb Meir Simcha said, let's be mevakesh rachamim mimisha chochma shaloi, ki Hashem yiten chochma bipiv datsu suvuna, and he's very busy in a footnote over here about this idea of mimisha chochma shaloi. Okay, they don't bring that part here. But the point was, he said, let's daven for avas ha'teira. So Reb Chezkel was like, was surprised. Very surprised. He says, why should we daven for Avas HaTorah? Better we should daven v'horei neinu b'sayrasecha. We have a Shvera Taisvis. So we need to be enlightened in what Taisvis means. We should daven v'horei neinu b'sayrasecha. So Reb Meir Simcha smiled and he said, I'll explain to you with a mashal. He says, did you ever notice you have a mother who leaves her child with a babysitter? After a little bit, the baby starts to cry. Try to give him a toy, doesn't help. Someone else comes into the room, gives the baby a bottle, doesn't help. Crying and crying and crying. Until the mother finally returns. The mother finally returns, sees the baby crying, picks up the baby, turns the baby around a little bit, and walks around with the baby, and in a moment, the baby calms down and stops crying. So, Frechter Meir Simcha, how does she know exactly what to do? Everyone else also tried all different things. The baby didn't calm down. How did the mother know exactly what to do to calm the baby down? The Teretz is, says Reb Meir Simcha, because a mother's love for the child is so unique and is so deep that her and her child are really like one. And if something is bothering the mother, on her own body, she can figure out what's bothering her. She's able to figure out what's bothering the baby. She's able to feel the baby's pain, so to speak. Why the baby's not settled down? Maybe the baby's leg is a little bit crunched this way, or so on and so forth. And in a moment, she knows what to fix. And sometimes, even through the baby's sound of the baby's voice, she's able to cry. She's able to know exactly what the baby wants. Why? Because since her love for the baby is so deep, she's like one with the baby. And Mimela, she's able to feel uniquely what's bothering the baby and what can make the baby happy. So therefore, said Reb Meir Simcha to Reb Chezkel Chayvitz, if we really, really love the Torah, l'loy gvul, without any boundaries at all, the Torah would become a chelik of us. The Torah would become a chelik of us, and the Mela, we would know exactly what the Torah, what's bothering the Torah, what the Torah wants. It's a piece of us. Just like we know what we want, we would know what the Torah wants. If our Avas HaTorah was so strong, we would become one with the Torah. And therefore, he says, the fact that we don't understand what's bothering Taisvis, or we can't figure out if it's Miyashiv, what's bothering us and what Taisvis is saying, if we're able to have more avas atayra, we'll become more davak in the Torah. We'll become more one with the Torah, and the mela things will become more clear for us. Therefore, that's why I said, let's daven for more avas atayra, because if we have true avas atayra, we'll become one with the Torah. One with the Torah, we'll be able to understand the Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan brings this, and he says, you see from this, Maradiki aside from Meir Simcha, that a person to be zoicha in Havanas HaTaira is dependent on his Avas HaTaira. Because in his Avas HaTaira, he connects with Taira. He becomes one with Taira, and then he's zoicha to understand the Taira, just like a mother understands what her child wants. But if a person doesn't have Avas HaTaira, then the Taira is like a stranger. He's like a babysitter for the Taira. It's much harder to understand things when a person is removed. And therefore, he says that if a person is trying to understand the shtickle, daven for avas atayra. Memeila zokter biruchem a meridikatzushtel here, and that's why I wanted to say this over, because I think it's a meridikatzushtel. Omi bnei Yisachar. How do you know from the pasuk that bnei Yisachar were oyevim es atayra yoyser mikol hashvatim? Because the pasuk brings umi bnei Yisachar yoyde bin elitim. We see how high madregas bnei Yisachar came. They were yoyde bin elitim. They knew how to be ma'aber sashana. They knew when to make mayadim. They were the Roshi Sanhedrias, 200 of them. Cholacheyam al piyam, everyone agreed to them. Anyone who had a problem, vayhila mas oyved, anyone who had an issue, they came to Yisachar, and Yisachar would explain to them what's going on in the Torah. How did Yisachar come to such a high level of limud haTorah, of avonas haTorah? Zok de medrash, it must be sheyo oyvim es haTorah yosem mikol hashvatim. It came about because they're avas haTorah, more than all the shvatim. So when the medrash wants to bring a raya to the Avas HaTorah of Yisachar, it brings in a pasuk that says to what great levels of Torah knowledge and understanding and learning that they came to. Therefore, it's a raya that must be they had the greatest Avas HaTorah. It only comes from Avas HaTorah. And he brings that he says he brought it in the other mimer, a mimer from Hashiva Zechrayin Levracha, the Rebbe Aaron Cutler, and Chelak Aleph and Mishnah Sevar and Omen Nun Gimel, he brings from Arganisa Devei Rav, and an interesting thing that says over there, the Torah Hashem Temima Imedis Lefnei Adam Mishal Shoyzik B'Mishnasay. The Torah actually stands in front of a person when he's learning it, and he says Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayil, Hashem should be with you, this mighty warrior. Hinei Basi L'Lamedcha. The Torah says I'm coming to learn with you. And therefore, Yatzasi Likrascha, I came out to greet you. Ashrecha Im Tazkireini, so on and so forth. And Zokter Baron, and this is a famous piece from Rabaron over there. Rabaron's coming to prove there that Torah is a Metzias. It's about the Gishtikal over there. Torah is a Metzias. The Torah is a Metzias that teaches those who want to understand it. Torah teaches, you know, you have a math book. Math doesn't teach you anything. You go and you learn the math. Torah teaches itself to people who work hard. And he says, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ani oyhavai, ehov umishacharayim tzaunani. What does that mean? The Torah says that those who love me, I love them. Torah, those who love me, I love them. It strengthens the person. And it gives the person encouragement. And eventually the Torah says, Ashrecha, fortune is if you remember me. Ashrecha, if you're going to keep me in your heart. Ashrecha, if you're going to keep my mitzvahs. Ashrecha and tishmeini, if you listen to me. So you see, says Rabaron, that Torah is a metzias. Torah is a metzias. And who's the Torah teach itself to? So says Rabbi Yeruchim. You see from over here, the Torah says, Ani ayhavei eyav. Those who love me, I'm going to display my love for them. Because that's how a person is zoicha. to Yediyas HaTorah is through Avas HaTorah. Omi b'nei Yisachar, who are Oyavim HaTorah, the male, they were zeicha to be Yoyidei Bina Le'itim, those who knew the Torah. And he says, they showed me the Tiferes Siyan on the Medrash. Mamish says this. Lefi Sheim Avas HaTorah, says the Tiferes Siyan, the raya is this, that they were zeicha to Bina, and to be Maimid Rosh Sanhedrius, Dim Loy Hayu Oyavim HaTorah, Loy Hayu Zeichin Lazeh, K'may Shekasuv. Mamish brings that Pasuk Gabar and brought a Mishle, Ani Oyhevai Ehov. Those who love me, I will love them. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, that together with this shikl for Abarin, and this vart for a Meir Simcha, that if you truly want to understand the Torah, you have to be marben your avas haTorah. You have to daven for more avas haTorah, and that's how a person will be zeicha to truly understand what's bothering the Torah, how to fix what's bothering the Torah, how to comfort the Torah, so to speak. It all comes from avas haTorah, and that is pshat why Yisachar was zeicha to such high levels of Torah, because what a beautiful, beautiful vart based on this Rameir Simcha, especially for after Matan Torah. We're still Teich Shavua after Matan Torah. We zikr have the Hashba still of Matan Torah Panos, Parshas Nasai, the longest Parsha, the longest Midrashim, the longest Zoyar. Everything's the longest, because after Kabbalah HaTorah, all we want to do is learn more to display our Avas HaTorah for the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Not that there's something we have to do. The whole yisayid of Shavuos is Hakomoydin Divina Nami Lachem, because we have to show we're nicha with the Torah, we're happy with the Torah. Lahara is to demonstrate, says Rashi over there. We have to demonstrate that we're so excited about the Torah. There's Avas HaTorah. Through Avas HaTorah, a person is zeicha to become great in Torah as well. We should taka be zeicha, every one of us, to come to great levels of Avas HaTorah, and then the Torah will say, Ani Ahevcha Ehav, those who love me, I'm going to love them. We're one. We become davuk and one with the Torah. When you're one with the Torah, you grow with the Torah. The Torah's growth is aruka meretz mida. Torah's growth is infinite. Memela, a person's growth can be infinite as well. We should be zeichataka to come to great levels of avas haTorah and limud haTorah. Kol tov, everyone.